In a depressed time. Young man sitting looking depressed. Have you ever just thought that people were looking at you to do something, but you just do the same thing over and over? When I look at the people that we voted in, that is exactly what I see. The fumbling of affairs, the mismanagement of assets, the logistical bottleneck cramping us all, the virus this, the virus that, the vax the unvaxxed, the ninth graders dressed as a trans to commit rape to another ninth grader twice in two different schools and pushed under the rug, and regular people getting called domestic terrorist for speaking out and sent to prison, TRUE. Welcome to America, where the weight on the economic burden will be lifted up by the middle class until we are all broke. I don't have to be an economist or a political professor to know that we are just about to the point of no return. I was lucky enough to get a raise this year, and then now with inflation I am making less than I was 2 years ago. Thank you, Biden and your cronies. Thanks for letting us become second or third on your list. Glad to see people that are not even citizens are getting freedom while the people who are footing the bill and struggling. There should be laws to protect us against this activity. Oh yes, there is. Bill of Rights and Constitution probably could start there. We went to war for taxation without representation. Well, we have representation, but every one of them are career politicians. If we need to do something, we should limit the amount of time someone can be elected into Congress and the Senate. If half of the country said F it and we didn't pay taxes, what would happen? Fees and penalties, most likely jail time. But if a dude comes into the country via Mexico and the cartels, he isn't required to file nor really even show up to a hearing, even if it is through Zoom. The widespread discrimination is undeniable and straight up fucked. I used to think that discrimination was used as a means of putting other races down, but now it means the country as a whole can be discriminated against by the people that are supposed to be protecting us. Black, white, Asian, Mexican, or whatever, we are all being discriminated against. My family is hurting and we are struggling to pay for propane to heat the house, let alone to get from place to place with prices going all over the place. You want to tell my 4-year-old that the snow boots that we once won't be here for his birthday in November? Do you, Biden, Harris, any of you so-called defenders of unity? Two-faced fucks, you make a mockery for the titles you represent. Let me guess, you people are not in charge of it. Well, yes you are. You could start up the pipeline again, stop paying lazy people to be lazy, release the chains of truck drivers, or yeah, and let us walk around without a fucking mask. The whole country is about to come down upon this whole fucked up thing, and while Pelosi goes to visit the Pope, Joe only working 3 days a week talking about climate nonsense, and Harris, what the fuck is she doing making videos with NASA, sounding like a drunk person? NASA doesn't do anything anymore. We send the astronauts to Russia to get to the space station. This whole thing is fucked, and I fear the worst is still yet to come. As the title states, depression is climbing month to month and damn near everyone is affected by this, either living in the future or living in the past. More people are getting worse day by day. We all have lost friends to suicide, but the hospital or coroner's office rules it as COVID. Substance abuse is spiking, and relapse rates are too crazy to try to quantify. No, I do not believe this is the administration's fault, but I do see the disregard for people who suffer one of the most debilitating mental and physical addictions. They call it a mental illness, but it's more than that. It's a fucking cell in your head and there is no way out until you can get with like-minded people. COVID or not, we are killing them. Every day someone dies that just needed to talk to someone. That someone could be you, the person next to you, the person across the Zoom or WebEx call. People need people and interaction. People that are citizens trying their best need to be a priority. I'm sure they don't give a shit if you're Republican or Democrat, just be fucking human. I might not have the spending power to make my 4-year-old's birthday be amazing, but he will come with me to the street to give a random person $40, just to tell them that they are worth it. This way he will learn that people, no matter race, all struggle and need to know that they themselves are worth it. Joe, there is still a little bit of time to take a chance and let the people do what people do best, work shit out. Because if it wasn't for random people helping me, I would not be here, would not have a son nor a family for that matter. People is what we are and people is what we will be after you're gone. The choice is yours, Joe Biden, create harmony or divide us more. It's your legacy, sir. Sincerely. Captain Cook.